Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements with black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck coins, hell pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted. I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we rise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck coins, hell pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Talk to him, Dr. Clark.
He called for the unity and the redemption of the African world.
Salute them, Honorable Marcus
Garvey. We were not ready to listen then.
They might not have been ready then.
There's wonder whether we are ready.
Ain't no doubt about it.
To listen.
We ready, baby.
Now.
Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Black fly high. Woo! Black.
Forever, Garvey would never die. On my 90, the throne ready, let's take a ride. X walk, bitch, men don't choose a side. This is the path for the warriors. Seldom travel, yet still bad, glorious. Black power represents us. Do we the rolling with Africa or against us?
Ah.
eyes melanated and elevated, holding the main charge. The green is for the cradle. Africa, everything first, the earth's navel. His excellency put it together as a symbol of liberation. That's how we get the letters RBG.
Wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize. Everything I do, revolutionize.
Acting spooky, just like in the movie, son, you better pack it truly. Niggas switch, be acting fruity, you'll be cracking like they pookie. Rather smoke a doobie than be burning and eluding. Bang, bang, pig shooting, we should blame Rudy Julie. Yanny for the camera, shine a white and nose candy. Let you banging on the system, you a gangster wearing panties. RBG, my family, from the Bronx to Miami. Police cannot stand me, Pacquiao like a Manny. Call me little Bobby Hutton, cause I'm first to push the button. Rappers don't be saying nothing to the system. We say fuck them. This is for Nahanda, Mama C, Mama Akua. All the real OGs, I'm a soldier. Cause you told me study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. I'm reporting in the duty.
Sticky icky, yours truly here for duty. Don DeVito, M.A. Uno, you know how we drop the jury. This is real, not a movie, not Mickey Donald Goofy. I'm a soldier, I avoid a bitch nigga like the cooties.
School face in a hoodie.
Fresh pair of khakis, we can do this like we fam. Go to war like the Apache for whatever. I stay ready, I learned that in Tallahassee. Robert Toon, they used to school me as a juvie. Skipping classes, never let the system use me. My duty is my passes. Watch the homies in your army, they don't always show their badges. Keep your family family living healthy. Teach your children about their blackness. Teach your wifey how to use the ratchet. This shit is classic. Get your food, clothes, and shelter. Fuck the system, pimp it backwards. I ain't hating, I'm just saying. If you wanna be a rapper, study
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
A tactical approach is designed to get certain results.
Holla at your head, man.
Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the second heart, the second march. And the punk police can't fake me a mess. We can have peace, some safety. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm a get up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better take straps in black. And accept no substitutes. I bring troops to the youth, tear a roof over the whole school. Oh no, I'm on the turn the other cheek. In case they can't see us, while we burn the other week. Now we got him in the smash, flash. I'm on the last to the pole, getting more cash. Until then, raise up, till my young black man plays up. Like the mess, don't stress, cash. I'm giving Buffy thanks for that you're living stress. Much love to my brothers in the pen. See you when I free you, if not when they shut me in. Once again, it's an all-out strike. Keep your hands in your gap, now your boys watch your back. Cause in the alleys, I'm Cali, I'm a tell ya. Mess with the best and the best could help ya. Please, if you feel me, see it clearly, you're too near me.
Got us and we gon' be alright,
nigga, we gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Right.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house? You a car? 40 acres and a mule? A piano? A guitar? Anything? See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Right.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Nights and my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted.
Black power, black power, black nation. Welcome black to new Black Panther Party Radio. Black power family, black live with us here tonight on day 532. We say to you, happy Marcus Garvey Day. Black power live here with new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, no other place to be on Marcus Garvey Day as we honor our great ancestor, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. You're live here tonight with your host tonight, Brother Captain Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. You're here along with Brother Emmanuel, our co-host, local chair out of Houston, Texas. Can you hear us, comrade? Happy Garvey Day, Black Power.
Happy Marcus Garvey Day. Happy Black August. Happy yes, every day. This yes, is Brother sir. Emmanuel right here, ready. Black Power.
Yes, sir. We're so elated to bring you this broadcast today. We have been strumming the drums of the red, black, and green for one God, one aim, one destiny. We got to make some noise here tonight. Family, it's Marcus Garvey Day. All hail Marcus Garvey, Black Power. All hail Marcus Garvey. All praises due to our great ancestors and our great ancestors. We thank the Almighty Wise God, Creator, for blessing us with such a great ancestor. Oh, man, what a wonderful day to be broadcasting on such a powerful ancestor. Our forefather, our ancestor, and on this day, August 17th, 1887, in St. Anne's Bay, Jamaica, we know that Marcus Garvey was born into the world, this beautiful black world that we so frivolously are fighting for every single day, and much of that fight much of the armor in our battle, most of the ammunition that we use, most of the things that we say, the foreground and the background and the, all of the in-betweens is based on the legacy of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Don't you move one inch. Don't you move from your position. Don't budge. Don't even get up out your damn seat, because tonight we're going to really, in fact, because we only have 2 hours, we will only scratch the surface. That's right. We're only going to scratch the surface tonight of the great legacy of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Oh, but in scratching the surface, we will bring to you the historical aspect. We're going to take the historical aspect of Marcus Garvey's legacy, strong and bold with passion, but we want to hear from you. We want to hear from the children of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. We want to hear from the Garveyites. We want to hear from the Garveyites. Oh, God damn it, we say, you got to press the number one tonight. Oh, you got to press the number one tonight. Oh, no, see, tonight, you pressing the number one, because we want to hear what you have to say about Marcus Garvey. Oh, we know some even had Garvey events leading up to this day, like in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Baton Rouge chapter of the new Black Panther Party. They had a virtual Marcus Garvey event. Marcus Garvey going on in New Orleans. Marcus Garvey should be celebrated, commemorated. But the work, oh, the great work, we will highlight tonight. So as you are joined here with us on this great Garvey Day in Black August in the year 2021, we will remember on this day, August 17, 1887, in St. Anne's Bay, Jamaica, our great ancestor was born. So we stay pressed to number one. We want to hear from you tonight. You're live here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Visit our national website, mbpp.org, to join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We are so excited to bring you all this broadcast. And, in fact, we've been strumming the drums for this great day today, leading here today as we will go over the historical aspects. We want to look into the Universal Declaration of Negro Rights that was put forth by Marcus Garvey and the United Negro Improvement Association, African Community League, the UNIA, ACL. We're going to look into all that. We're going to look into the wicked FBI, the pigs, the wicked assault on Marcus Garvey, and how those tactics that were used against Garvey were used against the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, used against our great ancestor Malcolm X, how being used today against our comrades on the battlefield. Oh, we have to discuss, we have to give an introspective, comprehensive breakdown tonight on the legacy of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. So if we are appealing to your passion and you fear what we are saying, we tell you now is the time to stand up and move in the spirit of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. It's time to join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. This is Garvey Day, and we are honoring Marcus Garvey tonight. We know of the great legacy, but let us look at the ins and outs. Let us look at the in-betweens. Let us look at the historical legacy of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. For how many of our great ancestors have come before us? We stand here today on August 17th as a born day in 1887 in St. Anne's Bay, Jamaica, of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And we look at the great work that was put forth by our great ancestor. If it's not, we got to look at the work. We got to also understand that at the same time that Marcus Garvey was putting it down for black folks across the globe, there was a worldwide pandemic in the Spanish flu. Oh, yes, there was, just 100 years ago. And at the same time that was going on, like I mentioned just a little bit ago, we know that the wicked pigs are the same elements that attack us today. We're doing the same to Marcus Garvey and you Negroes to do to him what is being done to us today. We have to look at these great works by our great. And what work greater than the UNIA ACL that still stands today, the United Negro Improvement Association, African Community League of the UNIA ACL, formed in New York, May 1917, the first division
of the UNIA, right? And we look at the great work, and then we go and we look and we find that 2 years after the first of the establishment, or excuse me, a few years before the establishment of the UNIA ACL, we've seen Marcus Garvey going to England and going to Jamaica, and we know with the establishment of the UNIA ACL, we've seen branches in over 40 countries, over 1,100 chapters all over the world. And at one point, the UNIACL had over 11 million members in Ghana and Panama and Costa Rica and Cuba. And again, by 1926, over 11 million members. Marcus Garvey built the largest black organization in history. And those numbers still stand firm today. We look at the great work and the great elements of self-reliance, and we know that great quote from Marcus Garvey when he tells us that any leadership who teaches us to depend upon another race is a leadership that would enslave us. So Marcus Garvey brought forth many different factors and aspects of black nationalism, self-reliance, self-determination, and self-preservation, the very first law of nature. And we are a people who move in that same spirit today. Long before, what many know, of course, as the UNIA, when they created the Negro World, the World Press, we know, if you didn't know, but before that, there was the Watchman newspaper, right? But this, the Negro World, it quickly grew to become a weekly worldwide phenomenon. And at the peak of the circulation of the newspaper, over 200,000 papers printed, giving the proper narrative on what was necessary. And still today, 100 years later, what is necessary for our liberation and our salvation? It is not one thing and has never been one person, but when we look in and we zero in on the great work of Marcus Garvey, we find that not only do you have the Negro Press, not only do you have the Watchmen before the Negro Press, not only do you have the UNIA ACL, it didn't stop there. Marcus Garvey didn't stop there. He took it to another level, because inside of this paper, inside of the Negro World, we've seen beautiful poetry. We've seen a page dedicated to our black women, and this is why we do not stand for sexism, because our great ancestors, all of our great forefathers and foremothers of our ancestors always knew that it's the balance of my eyes. It is the balance of the man and the woman together. So inside of the Negro World Press, we've seen a section totally delegated and dedicated to our beautiful black women. Again, the work of Marcus Mosiah Garvey cannot be underplayed. Again, when we honor our ancestors, we're not talking about no lightweight. We're not talking about no creepy, crawling, cracker devils. We're talking about a great black man who, along by this great black man, we also have to look at that great black woman in Amy Jacquette Garvey. We got to look at Amy Garvey, who after the ascension of Marcus Garvey, she continued to teach the world about Marcus Garvey and continue to push the UNIACL, which still stands today as one of our greatest allies here in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Oh, we have to say that the work of the most honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey still reigns supreme today. And one of the greatest works that I want to make sure that we highlight tonight is the convention that adopted the Declaration of the Rights of the Negro People of the World, which is one of the earliest, if not the earliest, most complete, comprehensive document that advocated human rights and detailed the abuses and violations, crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing, and genocide of our people. Again, the document is called the Declaration of the Rights of the Negro peoples of the world. We got to look into that. It's so broad and so massive. Of course, there's no way that we can cover it in just this one broadcast. But God damn it, we're going to try. We need the assistance of the people. We know that you love Marcus Garvey. We know that we all have the Garveyite in us. We know of the legacy that is left behind for us to continue on. We're saying that the work cannot be left as just a fleeting thought in the wind. We heard, as Marcus Garvey told us, look for him in a whirlwind, in a storm. Look for him in a whirlwind, in a storm. And right now, as we broadcast on Garvey Day, it's storms and whirlwinds all across this globe. How many can see Marcus Garvey? He said he would come back in a whirlwind or a storm, rain down on those, rain down on his people. And we are the people of the most honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. We look at the Black Star Line Steamship Corporation that started in New York in 1919, and the goal of the corporation to establish an efficient mode of transportation, communication, and trade amongst Black people worldwide, and to enhance the stature, self-image, and pride of the Black community all over the earth. In the Black Star Line, it presented a point of investment. It presented a point of investment for Black people to invest in the Black Star Line. But as we will see throughout this bill, as we will see, the enemy stood up against Marcus Garvey. We must let this be known, because of the same enemies who stood up against Garvey are the same ones we are dealing with today, their sons and daughters. In the first boat, the first ship purchased by the Black Star Line Steamship Company, Marcus Garvey started the UNIACL, the SS Yarmouth, in September of that year in 1919. It was later renamed the SS Frederick Douglass. Right? After the abolitionist, we know Frederick Douglass, right? Sailing 3 years between the United States and the West Indies, so-called, as the first Black Star Line ship with an all-Black crew and an all-Black captain. These are things that we must recreate today. These are things that are actually in motion on the continent of Africa. So we see that the legacy of Marcus Garvey has not been left as a fleeting thought or a fleeting conversation in the wind, or something to put on a shirt, or something to put on social media. Oh, no. We must recognize. Then we go from the Black Star Line. See, it didn't just stop with an 11 million African or an 11 million member African organization of UNACL all across the world. It didn't just stop with the Negro Press and the Washington. It didn't just stop with the Black Star Line. It went further, and in 1920, 100 years ago, Garvey established the Negro Factories Corporation, which was very important because it offered stock for Black folks to buy. How many times have we talked about cooperative economics? How many times have we talked about collective work and responsibility? How many times have we looked at examples of what has been set before us? And how many of us are picking up and carrying that torch along? Nevertheless, Marcus Garvey wanted to produce everything that a nation needed. In many ways, he did so, or made at least strong efforts that were counteracted by our ruthless enemy and Negroes who attempted to work along with our ruthless enemy. These things that are needed so that Africans, so that Black communities across the nation could completely rely on our own efforts. That is the bottom line of the Garveyite theory. That is the bottom line, to have something of our own, and not just anything, but a nation of our own. Marcus Garvey gave us a flag of our own, for the red, the black, and the green. This, the Negro Factories Corporation, it generated income and provided jobs by its numerous enterprises, including a chain of grocery stores and restaurants. That's not it. Steam, laundry, that's not it. tailor shop. It's more making dresses and stores that included clothing and hats and accessories and even a publishing house for books and literature and a doll factory for toys for the children. Look at this. Because this is when the attacks began to happen. In just a few minutes of this broadcast, we have only scratched the surface of a work that cannot be confined into a 2-hour broadcast. And what we're telling our people is the historical legacy of Marcus Garvey is not his story. It is our story. So we're not going to let them tell the story of our great ancestors, and we will not let them push their wicked devil, crack of devil forefathers on us. He's our great ancestors, and none of theirs can compare to ours. We must look at the work, and then we must look at what happened because of the work. Whenever we see throughout history and even today, because history is today, our story is right now, present, then is now, it's all the same. And when we look at it, we find that the harder that we stand up, the stronger that we stand up, the more the vicious swing or the bat of the damn enemy comes at us. And the FBI established a special counterintelligence program called Counterintelligence Pro, COINTELPRO, in an attempt to neutralize what they consider political dissidents, what they consider to be a threat. But it is only threatening to the enemy because they do not intend, did not intend, and do not intend for us to have our own. And as we'll find out in the Universal Declaration of Negro Rights and the Black Rights that was put forth by the UNIA, we will see the many reasons why, when long before the United Nations Charter of Human Rights ever hit the scene, Marcus Garvey already laid it out. So the cracker was late, like they always are. Johnny come lately, cracker just got here, caveman, cave bitch. Just as simple as that. Our great ancestors laid the foreground for all that we walk on today, and for that, we got to get praise. We got to lay out the facts and never let nobody come and misconstrue our facts. Marcus Garvey is the epitome of Pan-Africanism. Marcus Garvey is the epitome of Black nationalism. Marcus Garvey is the epitome of Black intelligence and Black economic sovereignty. How can we ever say that it cannot be done? We have a saying, and how can we say what cannot be done when it's already been done? It's not magic. It's just hard work. God damn it, it's just knowing what to do. In 1919, J. Edgar Hoover, many times called J. Edgar Hoover, hired the first Black nigger FBI agent in order to infiltrate the UNIA. We're telling you that's what they did, because that's what they do today. The nigga's name was James Wormley Jones and was referred to by code as Agent 800. Nothing but a Black devil. There were many more who came behind who would work to try to demine and try to undermine the great work of the UNIACL, of the Black Star, of the Black Star Steamline Corporation, of the Negro factory corporations and all of the different institutions. Now, I want to say this, at the same time that this is going on, at the same time there's a global pandemic that was on the scene in the Spanish flu. At the same time, Marcus Garvey had initiated the Black Cross of the Black Nurses for Black nurses and Black doctors to tend to our people who are dealing with the wicked genocide or the wicked biological warfare that we are still facing today. So you can clearly see here, beloved brothers and sisters, that the legacy of Marcus Garvey fits more today than it ever has, than it ever has. In 1923, the FBI came hard at Marcus Garvey. Yes, they did. They came hard at Marcus Garvey. They chumped up charges of mail fraud against Marcus Garvey. And these charges have never been proven because of a bunch of goddamn lies. A bunch of damn lies the FBI send Negroes after Marcus Garvey, even got some prominent Negroes to start a campaign saying Garvey must go, but Garvey ain't went no damn where. How can you say that? When the legacy is right amongst us today and the work is in our lap that we must carry on today, family, we are telling you it is a day in today where we must look at these great works and we must carry them on, but we also must examine the attacks against our great ancestors. While these attacks were going on, it didn't stop Marcus Garvey. Soon after he was released, he went to jail for 2 years, and of course, we understand he was even deported back to Jamaica. But it did not stop Marcus Garvey. In 1928, Garvey created the People's Political Party, the PPP, which was Jamaica's first modern political party and the first to defend the interests of the black majority. Come on, people. Come on. This is our ancestors. He did this. They did this. White man can't do this. Still can't do it to this day. Look at his corrupt, criminal, pedophilic, sexually molestive, wicked, savage political parties and political theories and ideologies where they have ripped every moral foundation out of politics. There is no morality. It's a decadent society that we live in. But amongst all of this decadency, Marcus Garvey started the People's Political Party. And let's look at some of the outcomes of such a great idea. The party manifesto called for official representation in the British Parliament, a minimum wage, land reform, a Jamaican university, judicial reform, a government-run electrical system, public high schools and libraries, and a national opera house for assembly for our great brothers and sisters. And in amongst all of this, we cannot forget about the month-long convention. In August, it was a month-long convention from August 1st to August 31st in New York and Madison Square Garden. Y'all know Madison Square Garden. Muhammad Ali fought Madison Square Garden. Mike Tyson fought Madison Square Garden. Floyd Mayweather fought Madison Square Garden. Long before they were in Madison Square Garden, over 20 African delegations from around the world, black folks from all across the West Indies and America, met at the Madison Square Garden for 30 days as they would have a convention, which we will call a plebiscite, to decide and to come up with ideas and moving forward as a united Africa, one Africa. These are just highlights. A beautiful work. Now, we know we cannot walk in anybody's shoes because their shoes are too great to fill. But it is a comprehensive highlight that shows us that the work set forth by Marcus Mosiah Garvey is a work that must continue today. So we don't see no laziness. We don't see no complacency in the work of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And every time that I sit and think about it, say, damn, Marcus Garvey has energy. Damn, Marcus Garvey has stamina. But you know what? It wasn't just Garvey. Do we realize that? It was black people who knew well enough to know that what our brother was saying was truthful and necessary. So much so that when he got up to speak, if you listen to Queen Mother Moore, she talked about how he was due to speak, and the peers wouldn't let him speak. Mayor wouldn't let him speak. So the people gathered on, and they said, let Garvey speak in the hall. We was going to speak. And they all stood up on their feet and put their guns in the air and said, Garvey speak. And they told the pig, as Queen Mother Moore said, don't you put a hand on Marcus Garvey and the pig when running with their tails between their legs. That means that it has been a strong legacy of standing up for our great ancestors. And we should have that same attitude today when they come at our warriors' hell. Not only do they try to stop our warriors from speaking, but they even attempt to stop them from breathing. If we do not stand up and defend those who are carrying on the work of our ancestors, those who are our warriors and black nationalists and Pan-African leaders today, boy, we're going to find ourselves in a tough situation. We're already in a rock and a hard place, right? Well, let's look at it. We have two families of the Declaration of Rights of the Negro People's World, and I only want to look at a few of these points because there's so many. It's over 80 different points in this document. But the reason why we must look at this is because, again, this is the first comprehensive document that ever details the human rights violations against black people. And if we don't understand how important that is, we really have to. We really have to. Because when we talk about the defining the crimes against our nation, it brings us into the topic of reparation. It brings us into the topic of repatriation, which are two of the mainstays of Garveyism. So we have to look at this. In that document, it talks about how the European nations have parceled out amongst themselves and taken possession of nearly all of the continent of Africa, and the natives are compelled to surrender their lands to aliens and are treated like slaves. It is still happening today. Last week when we had Brother Eugene on, I mentioned how right now in Jamaica, it's relevant, right now in Jamaica, the modern-day Maroons, brothers and sisters, are fighting against Russian, Chinese, and American influences as they are illegally mining borite that makes aluminum in the cockpit country of Jamaica, in the country part of Jamaica. And if you're just going west of that, would be where Marcus Garvey is from. And they are fighting this the Russian, Chinese, and American influence because they are attempting to push our beautiful brothers and sisters who live in the cockpit country of Jamaica off the damn island so that they can mine their aluminum for their people and our people, right? Right now, our people are facing great threat of storm in Jamaica, right? That's Tropical Storm Grace. Moves throughout, and it's threatening Jamaica. Earthquake hitting Haiti, and the death toll is climbing. All in the Caribbean, in the so-called West Indies and the so-called Caribbean, we have seen time and time again ferocious attacks against our brothers and sisters. And when it comes to so-called natural disasters, we find that the natural disasters are made much worse by the goddamn unnatural crap. It's very key that we understand how Marcus Garvey talks about how these damn devils have parceled and dealt out the land and resources from our people into their own pockets. He talks about how we're discriminated against and denied an equal chance to earn wages for support of our families. He talks about the fact that in many instances, we are refused admission into labor unions, and nearly everywhere are paid smaller wages than the white man. And that has escalated today because we see our brothers and our sisters on the corners of America, but they are not there by choice. Stop the foolishness of pulling ourselves up, the foolish talk. Why don't they pull themselves up by the bootstraps? Because the goddamn white man took the shoestrings out the boot, took the damn boat, and took the damn socks. Now we walking around barefoot on the corners and streets of America when we should be working, but we should be working for ourselves. We should be in the factories that we have built. We should be tilling on the land that belongs to us. This is why we have to examine this Universal Declaration of Negro or Black Rights for our people, because it still stands strong today. There's no way to escape it, family. Marcus Garvey talks about that the many acts of injustice against members of our families before the courts of law in the respective islands and colonies are of such nature to create disgust and disrespect for the white man's so-called sense of justice. And we find that it is just us. We find that there is nobody who is suffering like we are, and the suffering is a systematic system from every level of a socioeconomic design that is built to contradict everything that the white man says. So every law in the penal code book of America and the European nations was broken to establish these wicked colonial plantations, and every law that is in the book today continues to be broken to keep it operational. And our ancestors, where the flag of the red, black, and green represents the land and the blood and the skin of the melanated people, we find that we have been trampled on for so long. So we have learned from the honorable work of Marcus Mosiah Garvey to raise our flag high, but not just for commemoration, but for war. Our flags are not half-tilted. They're way up in the sky. When you see us in the battlefields of America, we have our red, black, and green flag. It ain't no damn cop stand party. It is because we are a nation. It is because we are a military. It is because we know that we must defend ourselves in that flag. There's a song that the cracker used to sing, used to say, everybody's got a flag but the coon. The loose. Silly song, right? We do have our own flag. And we do have our own nation. And many of the ideals and the theories and the strategies and the armor and the ammunition from this war come from the system, come from the work, come from the legacy of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. He talks about how we declare that wheresoever they form a community amongst themselves, we speak about us, we should be given the right to elect our own representatives to represent ourselves in legislature, in the court of law, or such institutions as may exercise control over the particular community. But that is not what happens, family. Look at this. This was drawn out long before the United Nations even came to be, long before the Hitler regime, long before after World War II. And we find it is still stand firm today because those who you are told to vote for, you don't pick these people. They are chosen for us. Shoved down our throats. Negro politicians, white politicians, and all of the ones in between. They lie. They lie. They say whatever they have to say, trying to pull the wool over the heads of the African communities around the world. And when we zero in here in America, we find no doubt about it, no comparison at all. America is the most wicked nation on the planet Earth and continues to be that way. And they use their wicked politicians to lie, scheme, and deceive. And as our great ancestor Malcolm X says, beware, because them damn white liberals is just as bad as the damn right-wing Republicans. They're all the same as they use black people to play political football. We honor Marcus Mosiah Garvey. He talks about how we believe that any law or practice that tends to deprive any African of his land or her land or the privileges of free citizenship within his or her country is unjust and immoral, and no native should respect any such law or practice. So that means when the white man takes the land from up under our feet, we should not give up. We should not give up. In a book by Chancellor Williams called The Destruction of Black Civilization, he talks about a people long ago called the Bushun and a people called the Kuba people. And then when they were on the shores of Africa, they seen the white man's boat come, and he talks about how one of the groups, they said, look at them big boats. They must have a lot of power. But then he says the other group says they are not powerful, and talks about how there are many African nations, many empires who they have derogatorily called tribes, but many empires and dynasties who have stood forth and fought this goddamn white man. And what you will find is that the African nations on the continent today, many of their flags have the same red, black, and green. Many of their first liberators of their nation, like Kwame Nkrumah, wrote and talked about the work of Marcus Mosiah Garvey and how it pushed them forward to liberate their own nations. And I think that we, going to have to do the same thing. We think we're going to have to do the same thing. In fact, we know it. We know it. Marcus Garvey said that we declare taxation without representation unjust and tyrannical. And we say in the new Black Panther Party, we demand an end. We demand an end to taxing black people because we agree with Marcus Garvey when he says that there should be no obligation on the part of the black to obey the levy of a tax by any lawmaking body from which he or she is excluded and denied representation on account of his race or her race or their color. These are things that we stand for today. Look at how closely, damn near spot on, it is to what we believe in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and Disformation. Our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, of the collective of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Marcus Garvey talks about how he believes in self-defense when he says that we believe that blacks should adopt every means to protect themselves against barbarous practice inflicted upon our people. Any means necessary. That means, if it's a mental means to strengthen our minds, that we may deal with the genocide of the mental side, God damn it, we're going to use it. If it is the gun, the stick, the bat, to bruise the enemy when they attempt to bruise us, God damn it, it's by any means necessary. And we see that same sentiment shared by a strong Garveyite who once walked amongst us and our great ancestor, the Honorable Malcolm X. The Truth Family. Marcus Garvey talks about strongly condemning the nations of the world who by open aggression, and he says, secret schemes have seized the territory and inexhaustible natural wealth of Africa, and how we place on record our most solemn determination to reclaim the treasures and possessions of the vast continent of our forefathers. No time for games. This means that all that we have been saying about Pan-Africanism and our exodus out of this wicked American, we've been saying it, we'll continue to say it. We must take our natural talents, take our natural African abilities and bring them to the table, and we must work to bridge and build across the sea. And we have one united Africa. It was laid out in this document, but it's practiced today here in the new Black Panther Party. Marcus Garvey gets into the brutal lynching, burning, and hanging by any other means, human beings. He says it's a barbaric practice and a shame and disgrace to civilization. We therefore declare any country guilty of such atrocities, they are outside of the pale of civilization, meaning they're a bunch of uncivilized, barbaric-ass crap of devils. That's what it means. It's hard to understand in those words. Those who have lynched, who have burned, who have maimed, who have destroyed, who have raped, who have molested, they have done it because they are robbing us of our human, natural, and spiritual resources. He says that we protect, we must protect, and we must protest against the atrocious crimes of whipping, flogging, and overworking the native dynasties of Africa and blacks everywhere. There are methods that should be abolished and all means should be taken to prevent a continuous of such brutal practices. He talks about how we demand free speech. He talks about how we demand the freedom of religious worship, how we believe in self-determinations of all people, of our people. How we declare that all black people should be given the rights that are natural to human beings. And those who are nowhere near close to human are given these rights only because it is their forefathers who have set up this fucking global criminal enterprise. We will not be fooled by that. He talks about how we demand complete control of our social institutions without interference by any alien race or races. So you see how they took the language of Marcus Garvey, as he called these crackers aliens, and then they turned it back on us and other brown folks around the world, right? And then he says something then that everybody can resonate with, which may be the most popular thing that people think of Marcus Garvey, and he says that the colors red, black, and green be the colors of the black race. He talks about how we deplore and protest against the practices of confining juvenile prisoners, so-called, in prisons with adults, and we recommend that such youthful prisoners, so-called, be taught gainful trades under human supervision, attacking what would become the prison industrial complex. I just wanted to highlight a few historical aspects of the great work of Marcus Garvey. And I wanted to highlight just a few points of the over 80 different points and different articles in that Universal Declaration of Black Rights. And we want to let our people know that we are very passionate about Pan-Africanism. We are very passionate about being black nationalists. And it comes from the work of the great honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And we're saying with no problem. We're a bunch of Garveyites. We ain't got no problem with that. And if anybody has a problem with it, they're coons or they are the enemy. So no matter where you stand tonight, no matter where you're listening from tonight, you are our family. We don't give a damn if you are listening from way over in Saudi Arabia, way in Madagascar. You could be listening from up the damn street. You are our family. We are one Africa, one black united family. And in the words of Marcus Garvey, we have one God. One God. Many different ways of saying it. Many different aspects of such. We got one aim. Our aim is to be free out of the wicked oppressive regime of America and all of the European, Asian, and other nations who continue to oppress our people. And our destiny can be identified by the work that we put forth today. On day 532 on New Black Panther Party Radio, on August 17th, 2021, we give thanks and praise to the most honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And we say, all hail Marcus Garvey. All hail Marcus Garvey. All praises due to Marcus Garvey forever and ever and ever. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you think. We want to hear what you know. We want to know about your Garvey event that you put on. We want to know what you're doing today for a great day amongst our people. That's, I have to drop it like that, Brother Emmanuel, because that's the only way we know to go. That's the only way we know to do it, to hit them with the facts. We're not going to let nobody tell us about our ancestors. So I'm going to pass it on to Brother Emmanuel. And let's keep this thing going because we want to hear from you. So press the number one. We're going to bring you in this broadcast here as we honor our great ancestor, Marcus Mosiah Garvey, Black Power Comrade.
Black Power Comrade, the truth is the best way. You said it best. My grandmother used to say, tell them what God love. And I never understood what that meant when I was younger than hearing it. And as I got older, I finally realized what she was saying. Because God loves the truth and hates a lie. You hear what I'm saying? God loves the truth and hates a lie. So if God is representing right and the devil is representing wrong, then God loves the truth. If the truth is representing right and the lie is representing wrong, then God loves the truth. And anybody that is God's would also love the truth. Who around me right now, who knows of anybody that ever tells somebody when you go to the store, give me the wrong change back? When you meet a person, you tell them, do me wrong. When they ask you how you want your food made, you say, just make it the wrong way. When they say, how you going to get there, you say, I'm going to go the wrong way. Who does that? Everybody is trying to do what? Go right. They're trying to go right with the right way to get where I'm going. I want to be loved the right way. I want my food made the right way. I want it the right way. Why? Because my father is the righteousness. And I am of my father. And so I also am the righteousness, and all righteousness is truth. So when we tell them what God loves, we tell them the truth. And she's told me to tell the truth always, no matter what, and it will make you what you are supposed to always know you are, and that is free.
You say the truth sets you free.
It makes us free. It sets us free. It gives us what we need. And so as we are taught by all of those that came before us to give reverence for those who came in the great line of divine before us, after us, and most importantly, those that are here right now, I greet my brothers and sisters with a strong greeting and the words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And thank you, Goddess. And I'm going to give a great power salute to all my comrades and all that are listening tonight. And I thank y'all for being here. Buckle your seatbelts. Get ready. Dive into what the brother has for us tonight to eat. Y'all are
Yeah, I got
word.
Some breaking news, guys.
Black power.
Hold on 1 second, buddy, man. You black power. Hold on, man. You. Brother Catcher, Brother Manuel, everybody that's listening. I have some very, very troubling news to present to y'all right now. Jason Rayner died. That means ozone charges are now getting ready to be escalated. Yes.
He just died in the hospital.
Yep. That means ozone charges are going to be at hand. There's going to be a total attack campaign coming towards the New Black Panther Party and anyone that has supported ozone. I just got a report that we already got somebody defecting as we speak online talking about not dealing with anyone that calls themselves a revolutionary. This is not a time for folks to be divided. This is not a time for us to be unrational, doing any irrational movement or reactionary actions or activities. The shit that literally hit the fan. The shit has literally hit the fan. The heat will be turned up like never before.
I love barbecue.
Black power. We are still standing in solidarity with Brother Ozone, that
Damn
he is
right.
innocent. And the truth, as the brother was speaking on, when I came in to give you this information, I've been having to go in and out. I've been getting messages.
You know what? I know a lot of them, they ain't going to like it. This brother Manuel, I know a lot of them ain't going to like it. But here, for all y'all that fear something, scared of something, let you know something. When Brother Ozone stood up and protected himself, when they wanted to take him in and charge him, the punishment they wanted to give him is the same as if that cop died. So nothing has changed in my world. He is being oppressed regardless of the results. Yeah, everybody has sympathy for loss of life, but that don't change nothing. I still got a lot of my brothers and sisters that are dead that did nothing, guaranteed did nothing, innocent, sure enough, and they're dead, and their families got to deal with it forever. So I have no one tilt for one person on this planet and all of the people that have died at the hands of this oppression we still dealing with. Yeah, they're gonna be after us if we backed up Ozone. They've been after us since we backed up Khaled. They've been after us since we backed up Martin Luther King, the one they say they love. They shot him, they killed him. But damn about that, they're gonna do that shit to us anyway, regardless if we allow it. They've been. So I ain't backing off on anybody else that's with it. Don't let this shit shake you. We got a whole lot more comrades that ain't as official as Ozone. We love him, but we got a lot more comrades that ain't as official and that put in work similar and are in the hills and hidden all over this American land right now, still fighting it, been in there the longest. So now we ain't back off of them. We ain't going to back off of this. Ready for heat. If you here, you better be ready for heat. It's what just happened. That's one singular event. They've been after us for everything we've done, and they're going to. It is divine that they do that, but it is divine that we stand. They're listening in, they can. This is ours. FUBU said it best back in the day. This for us, by us. They had their La Costa Nostra. That only means their own thing. Everybody got their own thing. We ain't over here making parties and stuff over situations because we didn't want our brother to do that. He didn't want to do that. A lot of our brothers and sisters don't want to do the things that we have to do. But if everybody's God-given right is life, they got that God-given right to protect it. And whatever goes down, you got that court system for it. They weren't going to damn give my brother no justice in there anyway. We was just doing what we need to do so that he can stand amongst it while he's facing it. But we all are very, very wise to know that they ain't playing. You jump in front of it. If you playing, yeah, they going to show you they ain't. But it's a lot of us out here ain't playing. My brother lost his baby up there. My brother lost his baby. Y'all saw him pumping on his baby chest. Pumping on his baby chest. These folks standing the fuck off. Is my little baby nephew life not as valuable as his life? That cop or any of them? We take our babies out like that, and what, we supposed to feel sympathy? I'm not. I don't gotta discredit them because that ain't in our spirit. What our spirit is to stand with our brothers and sisters, man, and that brother is what we stand with. We're going to always. Whatever he did being a man, and that's what we stand behind. Just like we would stand behind each and every one of y'all. Just like we always stand behind each other. There's a lot of people y'all out there finna give y'all life for right now. Is you really for real about giving your life? Or you gonna really stop them little niggas in the hood from killing each other? Shit, you gonna lose your life right there when them bullets go. Fuck you care about this government trying to come in and do that. That's they days. That was the days when they people was on it. We on it more. We count on that ass. They know better. This ain't like it was before. It's better now. We're combined. We ain't going for that. This ain't the days of Malcolm and them no more. And they know it. Hoover gone. The ones that's in there now, they're his grandbabies. And we're the grandbabies. And guess what? We strong. I'm going to go choking on the chicken bone. Or I'm going to die of old age, not able to move. I ain't staying. It ain't about staying. If y'all trying to save your life, you scared, you're going to lose it. You trying to save your life for what? We sacrificing for the next, as the next is supposed to sacrifice for the next. Because you standing in the feet of somebody sacrificed for you. That's how it is. And they know who I am. You all know who I am. This ain't the first. They're saying this all over. They got it recorded all over. They sat there and stood over my son as it was a joke. I know what they did. We know what they do. They don't break shit. Why? We born dying, man. Fuck death. We worry about life. And there's going to be a whole lot of us here, still here, after one go. Who's more stronger? The more? Less. Can't tap everybody goddamn phone. They can't come get every fucking body. They tried with these punk ass biological wars. They've been doing that. Tylenol is a biological war. Take 12 of them motherfuckers and you will not get the fuck up again. And it's sold over the counter. Think it's a game? Think it's a game? Drink a gallon of water. Your ass will drown. Water.
That's life. This thing we live in is life. They've been after us. And we've been changed the catalyst of what they thought was going to be their victory. It is ours. One love, man. We Ozone.
Yeah, Black Power, brother, man. You know, Crystal. Yeah, it was the breaking news that you just said. You know, again, we say to our families, you know, in any battle, you know, we said it again. We said it before. We'll continue to say it. This is a war of attrition. You know, they are always looking for more demonic, strategic, and scheming ways to attempt to clamp down harder on those who are our warriors and our freedom fighters. It does not change our stance for Brother Ozone. And if it does for anybody, you know, at this point, I just feel bad for you. You know what I'm saying? If you're in this fight for the long haul, the benefit, the freedom of our brothers, nothing should change that. You know, again, we continue to talk about, you know, how wicked these people are, you know, and as Brother Manuel said, you know, the countless real life realities that we have had to live, holding crying grandmothers in our arms and mothers and sisters and fathers and dead black children, you know, who have been murdered at the hands of the police in this country. It has come to it's over a period of time, but it's genocide because it's one case after another, and there's never any pursuit, capture, investigation. Nobody is held to accountability of the standard of law that this country has set forth in the Constitution of the United States of America, you know, and it's like any other war. We have one side versus another side. One side both sides duty, but of course on the opposing side, you know, they have to make their position strong. They have to strengthen their position. These people have no mercy. They're not able to calculate or they don't care about death or sickness. They can't feel humanity. They don't know. You know, they don't have any soul. So for them, you know, when we are in the streets of America, which many may say we might be protesting or whatever you want to call it, but when you see black folks demonstrating in the streets of America, you know, you feel the passion of a people. These are unarmed black people in the streets, and they are met not by council. They are not met with tables in the middle of the street to sit and talk about the crimes against humanity. They are met with batons, tasers, rubber bullets thrown to the ground, the full military regalia of police officers, and the National Guard is on record doing search and seizures, shooting black folks in the head, hire mercenary and military contractors by the United States government to go into the communities of our people during hurricanes and during natural disasters, killing black people, shooting them in the head. Our being here in America has been nothing short of genocide and ethnic cleansing, you know, and it is due to our knowing and due to our attempting to counteract these attacks, you know, that we find ourselves in the position that those who fight for us, our warriors, our freedom fighters, they are attacked so viciously by this government. They are put into a position to where now they are able to create a narrative of our brothers and sisters as if we are some savage, brute people, and that is so far from the case. And in fact, that's on them. You know, they are the brutes, they are the vandals, they are the savages. But of course, they have the million-dollar media narrative campaigns, and they are able to push these narratives and put these ideas into people's heads. And they attempt to paint pictures of our brothers and sisters and try to put the wicked light that they have onto us.
We will not allow for that. You know, we can't. We can't. Because it is in the defending of those who defend us that we find our greatest work. We find our greatest work. There is no nation on this planet, not one, who has ever been attacked by another nation, or even if it is just a look at the backlash. When America goes into other nations, they're not going to bring any good to these nations. They are bringing guns, drugs, violence, and warfare. They disguise it by saying they're trying to bring democracy. It is the same here in this nation. They claim that they are so-called enforcing the law. And in many cases, some of you look and you say, oh, these people are supposed to protect and serve. But we have to look at this. These cases of police murder, police murdering our people. These cases are clearly identifiable because we see that the same thing is happening time and time again. It is to a level to where even we say amongst ourselves, oh man, y'all know they ain't gonna charge that pig with nothing. Yeah, ain't nothing gonna happen to that pig. You know what I'm saying? Because we know. See, the things that have been set forth by these different charters and things of that nature, we don't necessarily need those to see what's really going on. We don't. You know, we clearly are able to see this shit for what it is. It is clearly an escalation of warfare. They have reserved their most demeaning and their most wicked treatment for those who are in this, the few out of the whole of our nation who stand up, partial and part for all of our people. Why have there all, like we talk about with Garvey, why has there always been an assault on a freedom fighter? Why has there always been a singling out of the freedom fighter? Beloved brothers and sisters, it is because the cracker, this government, they know, they fear, because they know that we represent the highest aspect of black people, to be free. Every single African on this planet has the right to defend their lives against that or a situation in such where you are presented with life threatened, or your life is threatened. You are presented with danger to your life or your child's life or your family's life. It is very, not strange, but it's very noticeable, especially at this time, more than ever really, that we can clearly see that to defend oneself is considered a crime by those who oppress people. See, it's always been the intention of the white man to not only kill Africans, but to also kill the spirit of self-defense, self-reliance, to make the African feel as though you must obey to the point where you won't even protect your own children, protect your own self. There's nothing more wicked that would have been done to us. There's nothing more wicked. And in no time, that can no historian, we don't give a damn, nothing can compare to the magnitude of life lost in this nation of our people. And as a nation, it has been a generational beating, it has been a generational lynching and burning, and in that it has produced this wicked, psychotic scheme, this theory that I can brutalize you as the oppressor. But when the oppressed began to say, hey, I'm not with that, don't touch me, leave me alone, you know what I'm saying, back up off me, then it becomes, okay, well now you are the violent one, you are the brutal one. This has been going on for so long, and it's at a head now. It's at a head.
Black power.
You know, yeah, Crystal.
Yeah, black power. So, as I was saying, the heat is turned up, not only in the charges that are going to be launched against Brother Ozone, the heat is being turned up on the new Black Panther Party as well. All general orders are in effect. Check in with the National Central Committee, with the national officers on any strange activities. Be especially watchful at night. Do not, this is a direct order. Do not make any posts in reference to this pig dying other than any official posts that will come from the new Black Panther Party. Do not make any posts or statements directly in response if someone's inquiring upon you to do so on any social media platform, on any public platform. Not only is Ozone on trial here, the new Black Panther Party is on trial here, as well as Black nationalists, period. We are at war with the people who have not only, who are so wicked, not only have they unleashed terror on black people across the planet for centuries, now they have unleashed a biological weapon on the masses of the people, period. With the attempt to exterminate the majority, two-thirds of the population of the planet Earth. We're dealing with very wicked people in all places. And these coons that are doing their bidding are just as disgusting. Negro peons. Are just as disgusting. You got individuals right now that are scurrying to break their neck to start a bunch of mess and bullshit. It has already started. It has been going on already. The disrespectful attack on revolutionaries would not be tolerated. Too many people been sitting back quiet, watching me go under attack, seeing our organization going under attack, holding their hands, not opening up their mouth. But those who have been speaking up and standing up, Black Power salute to you. Those of who have put boots on the ground have stood up for Brother Ozone. Black Power salute to you. But we have individuals right now who are coming in blackface, who are doing the white man's deed, who are acting as if they're the allies, but truly came to sabotage, as they did Marcus Garvey. No compromising. No deviation. Do not be caught slipping in any shape, form, or fashion. You have the right to defend yourself, God-given and inalienable right from any soul attempting to take your life from you. And we're going against a wicked enemy who is nothing but a megalomaniac that lies and lies and schemes and lies. Look at what's going on the news when they talk about this vaccine. Oh, you got to take the vaccine. Oh, you got to take two shots. Now you got to take another shot. And another shot and another shot till you are dead. They don't have to drop bombs when they got people voluntarily walking in to have the napalm bomb shot into their arm. It is not about sounding all tough or trying to proverbiate and sound impressive. We're highly intelligent people, extremely articulate. What are your actions? Are you accountable for your actions? Are you making reckless moves that could jeopardize the movement or the people of the movement? Have you made errors that need to be corrected, or will you just waddle in denial instead of self-correcting? Everybody got to be 100 on point. No lying, no flip-flopping, no half-assing. Everyone must be 100% on point at all times, even more so now. You should be that way anyway, but especially now. Especially now. Those of us who are freedom fighters, those of us who are revolutionaries, we must guard against those who are watered down, cracker lovers. We must guard against it. I got this news while the broadcast was on. I dropped this news. I reached out to Ozone family members. They hadn't even heard it. Somebody way across the country heard it before the direct family heard it. Damn, I'm getting a call from a family member now. Hold on. Take over, catch it. Hold on.
Yeah, Black Power, I'm still here, yeah. You know, and like your sister said, this ain't no time for compromise. This ain't no time for compromise. You know, for everybody that has continued, and ever since this all first occurred, for everybody that has continued to fight in the way for freedom for Brother Ozone, it's not going to change. It's not going to change. You see, you know, these devils, it's always been their intent, you know, to try to get the people to turn away from the people. You know, that's what they do. That's why they send the coon-ass niggas. That's why they send the Negro politicians. That's why they send the damn Pope Chop pastors. You know what I'm saying? To try to attempt to get the people to turn away from the people. How could we turn away from those who love us so much? You know, it's been one of our greatest flaws. We can't do that. No, not at this time when there's an escalation of warfare. We are being targeted in the worst way. It's a continuation. It's not new. It's a continuation. Some of us may be new. You know, but we gotta get with the program. See, there ain't no, you can't call fish. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to hide from? What hole can you really duck your damn head down in? Right? And if your head is ducked down in a hole, that's probably where you need to be anyway. Because you stay out of the way and let people deal with it, you know? But at the end of the day, you know, there is no stopping. There is no, it's only a continuation. On both sides, it's a war. That's been our purpose, our intention, to get the people to realize, those who listen, we're at war. It's not a peacetime. But we find so much complacency, comfortability. And for what? Because there is nothing that this country can give us that can ever bring back the lives that have been from us. There's nothing. Right? We push so hard because we know what is coming, but we know at the end our victory must come. We have to fight. There is no compromise. You cannot crawfish. You cannot hide. Ain't nowhere you can go but to face this damn beast head on. They will continue to escalate their attacks. That only means that we must be tighter. That only means that we must be smarter and stronger. We have to be always thinking critically all the time. We can't slip. Because then it just lets these devils come on in. It is our duty to stand up for ourselves.
It's our duty to stand up for those who are standing for us. Don't make excuses. Don't let today be your excuse. Because if that's the case, your ass never wanted to see freedom for our warriors. All that they have said about us, all that they do, we have not turned heel, and we ain't going to goddamn start tonight. That is the spirit of rebellion. That is the spirit of revolution. So you want to focus on a damn term, but we're talking about a full-scale war. That is, in every single day, it gets more and more and more and more intense. They'll find more different schemes and ways to intensify, which means we have to continue to fight. God damn it. And we got to fight without compromise. Don't let these people tell you how to talk, tell you, just tell it like it is, God damn it. The white man is the devil, and we are at war with America. They don't have to declare anything. Look at the constant assault on our people, innocent black people. Family, we don't deserve this. But we have to take accountability. We got to stand up and take accountability. Don't let these goddamn devils torture our warriors. Because that's their intent. And then to try to frame our brothers and sisters. We cannot allow for this. This, what we do, will set the bar. No, because the bar is already set, goddammit. So nobody is going to come down. You got to come up, reach the bar. There should be no comfortability when all around we look, there is a different aspect of warfare hitting us from one side, hitting us from the other side, and all 360 degrees. We're facing some type of capacity of war. No, and it's no excuse for those who do not stand on what they say that they stand on. No excuse for those who cower. When things get hot, you run out the goddamn back door. Keep your stinking ass out. No excuse. No, you can't at this point to be two-faced, to be snake, to be backstabbing.
Be shaking in your
even
boots.
Even more so now. Yeah, and you're shaking. And for what? For what? What are you so goddamn afraid of? Hell, you are here. What the hell are you so damn scared of? Nobody's scared of these goddamn devils. That's why they do what they do. They try to instill fear. This is the same old crack of trick. It's not working. It ain't, they don't know. They know it don't work on us. They know it don't work on us. That's why they every day they have to come up with a new lie about us, because they know that we ain't gonna. They know they can't get us to turn here. Haven't happened. Won't happen. Beautiful warriors, brothers and sisters. No, we're not gonna stand for this. We're not going to stand for the lies and the continuing to lock up our warriors and incarcerate our brothers and sisters and make them political prisoners in this nation. And when these goddamn devils go across the country killing our black folks, none of them spend not a damn day in jail. They are not going to quit and turn the narrative. That's on us to deal with. Because to expect for our enemies to do anything other than what they've been doing, you got to be out your damn mind. It is a known fact. There is not one nation on this planet who is attacked and does not defend itself. And we are a nation, and we are being attacked, and our warriors are being attacked. And this is biological warfare, and this is chemical warfare, and we're being attacked on that level. And if anybody thinks this is a game, and you're playing with your life, we want to let you know you're playing with everybody's goddamn life. We all are affected by this.
We're all affected by the damn COVID, and everybody's affected by what's happening with Brother Ozone. And if you think that we are telling you anything other than that, bring something else truthful or something that can hold weight to what we're saying. It can't. It's straight like it is. It's how it's been laid out. It's war. America versus black folks. Some black folks don't want to be black. They ask, this is what America. We don't give a damn about them. Ain't no sympathy or empathy for no nigga who wants to be with the white man or who is afraid or who said they was going to stand for Ozone, and now all of a sudden you're going to melt onto the damn ground and cement like some damn ice cream in the summer. Don't get frizzy now. We're telling our people, in these times, you are able to identify those who have been two-faced. At times when there is escalation, you are able to identify those who have only been involved in our struggle for themselves and themselves alone. Kwame Ture said there is nobody, no black person that ever have gone anywhere that has not been off the backs of our people. So don't play. Don't play with us. And don't play with our brothers. That goes for the enemy, and it goes for those who look like us who want to be like the enemy. We ain't scared. We know you not.
Wow. What happened? Somebody else got it?
Sorry, I thought
you were here.
I'm sorry.
Man, stop saying that. What I told you to do is to go and pay for the part.
All right.
I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me?
Could you hear me?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know my mic was open. My bad.
My mic was open.
Went
out a little bit.
Okay, we can hear you.
Calls on. Who is this? Black Power. Who is this? Brother Laramie, Brother Big Knowledge. Black Power, brother.
Black Power, Power, Black by popular demand, Brother Cappy, back on the court, back on the saddle like you never left. I just want to give you that shout out, brother. Brother Emmanuel, always holding it down, giving you the real deal, Holyfield. Man, I'm talking about some, I can't even explain, the way Brother Emmanuel hold it down when he speaks. It's like you listening to one of the greats, you know what I'm saying? It's like you listen to one of the greats. It's coming from a place of knowledge, a place of experience, a place of love, a place of revolution. And thanks, Sister Crystal, to always heading up the call and letting folks know what's really going on and keeping us abreast of what's going on nationally. I just want to say, happy Marcus Garvey Day. What people don't realize is that Marcus Garvey paved the way for a lot of other revolutionaries, since him. Even who he looked into the 1800s. But what I don't like is that, the system and even some of the people don't even recognize who he was until after he was gone. 20, 30 years after they was gone until they realized who Martin Luther King was or who Malcolm X was. We need to recognize those revolutionaries right now. And that shit needs to stop. Every time you look, revolutionaries are talked down upon, beat down on, killed, brutalized, COINTELPRO shit all the time. It constantly, it's been happening. But we got to recognize that right now. What's happening is you got these high and mighty, I don't think nothing bad's going to happen. It's going to change just because I say nice things. In public, that this stuff is not happening anymore, but we don't recognize it now. I don't want to be in my 70s till they recognize to what's happening to Ozone is the same thing that happened to Fred Hampton, same thing that happened to H-Rap, same thing that happened to Marcus Garvey. That's too damn long. You understand what I'm saying? The people, we got to wake the people up now, because they got a whole lot of folks that's running around talking with the mayor all the time and running behind the police and shit all the time. And until you realize that shit ain't helping, it ain't. we've had people in political positions since the 1800s. And tell me, them being in those positions, how much has that helped us? What has helped us is the people on the ground doing the work, building the people up, letting them know what real liberation is, letting them know what they are capable of building from the ground up. That's what helped. It was never nobody in the suit going up to Congress and making a stand, all of that. That it's the people on the ground first, helping the people there. And I just want to say that because Marcus Garvey did, and reading up on him more and more in depth, the things that his wife wrote about him, the things that he wrote, the things that he said, made me more and more realize, especially over the past couple months, realize really, really who he was and what they really don't want us to know in these schoolhouses. They don't want us to know these things when we go and read. You know, they try to make it hard for us to find or try to say this wasn't true and so on and so forth, or who really was on the back end tearing him down during that time. But I just want to say that, I say to Marcus Garvey, to what's happened to Brother Ozone, you know, is hey, Brother Manuel, I feel exactly what you're saying. How many of our people been gunned down for no reason? You know, Makai Bryant was gunned down the day of the Derek Chauvin trial, the day of, literally minutes after, 4 shots, 16-year-old, in the chest. You know what I'm saying? During that moment, during that day, I felt black folks, I felt the joy of black folks feeling some kind of reprieve. Now, that wasn't much to expound on, you know what I'm saying? But it was some kind of reprieve to where collectively we felt something great between all of us. We can all agree up on something. And within a matter of minutes, black folks separated just that quick. All well, she deserved it. All well, this happened and all this. And now you see. Now they're talking about bringing up charges on that pig who done did that shit. Now that months and months later,
okay,
they do that shit on purpose. But, you know what I'm saying, we got to get to the point to where we realize that nobody gunned down from the cops ain't right. They always did that shit. But we going to stand up together. We going to fight together. We love our brother Ozone. We going to see him free. We gonna see free all political prisoners, and what I posted the other day with the Barry Wood chapter has been doing, because Brother Ozone said he been doing 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and 100 triceps every day to keep himself mentally stable. This is before he was able to get books, and now they took him away, I believe, and all that. We've been doing that 100 reps of any exercise every day in a month, especially in the month of August. This is time that we train. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be strong. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep yourself mentally stable. And if he can do it, locked behind a wall, we can do it out here. You can do 100 of anything, 100 curls, 100 push-ups, 100 steps. You understand what I'm saying? We doing that in the name of Brother Ozone. And I have been doing it ever since I heard him say that. Even if you skip a day, go back and do 200 that day and catch back up. I've been getting stronger. You know what I'm saying? My chest been looking nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it back nice. But, yes, ma'am. But I just wanted to
right
say
on
that.
Black Power. Appreciate that, Brother Larry McBaton Root, Chairman. We got, I got General Delta on the line with me, Sam. And as what Larry was saying when we chimed in, our honor, you know, at this time, as I said earlier, all general orders in effect, we're going to use wisdom. Again, any statement that's coming out on behalf of the new Black Panther Party, we're going to speak as one. We're going to put out an official statement. We will put out the official propaganda. We don't want anyone deviating from that. We're not going to be reactionary at this moment. We're going to take a step forward, not backwards, as we are now escalated into a new level with this shit. What we are coming up against is not only criminal defense trial for Brother Ozone. Now, the entire black militia or gun rights or freedom fighting movement is also under attack. It has been going on. Things are escalating. Not only are we fighting for ozone, we are the few people that are fighting for the life of our people by warning the people about the poisons that are being injected into their veins with these vaccines. We are warning the people about the biological weapon that the COVID-19 virus, in fact, is. We are going to have to raise the critical questions and raise the truth. And I'm pretty sure, as far as the dollars for defending the brother, are going to escalate at this moment. Now that the charges have been escalated or will be escalated. This is no time to allow anyone to get our point. We do need to be physically intact. We need to mentally meditate. We need to make sure that those things that we are taking into our bodies are going to be nourishing our bodies. As this war is only escalating day by day. This is a war for the hearts and minds of the people. The freedom fighters versus those that are content with the status quo. Those that are coming against revolutionary ideology. Those that come in and try to cause division amongst our people. Is something you want to say, Brother Delta?
I just want to just commend y'all, man. Like I say, man, this thing takes so many turns. You know what I mean? We don't know what tomorrow may bring. You know, but just salute everybody that was with us since day one, since the beginning. You know, and like I say, no matter what comes with it, that's our brother in arms. This is what we signed up for. Any male out here putting on costumes, coming out here marching with Teflon on, and they got a problem with a person considering themselves as a revolutionary, you're in the wrong field. You hear me? Too many of these docile poor soldiers out here hollering in fact. Want to come out and holler in fact now and get some shade off my comrade name. You know what I mean? It's a lot of jokes and games being played also. But we're going to stop all that today, not tomorrow. You know, so I just want to salute you, Christian Muhammad, the whole Eugene, new Black Panther Party, fuck what they talking about. You hear me? If we hot, then we going down. That's how we came in this motherfucker. You feel me? I'm going out with my comrades. You know what I mean? That's my mindset. You know, so I just want to say that. I just want to really express that, emphasize that. I appreciate everything y'all done for us. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't even be here. You hear me? So that's my salute, my gratitude, giving back in return, no matter what tomorrow may bring, you know. In fact, man, we came out here for the field. We came out here for the hashtag. Things went left, and we're going to deal with it as it comes, you know. But understand, this is what we signed up for. I know who I am. I know what square I stand on. You hear me? So that's what I want my comrades to do. Stand up today, man. You hear me? Stand up today. You know what you out here fighting for. You know, get behind the comrade. We need as many numbers as possible. I'm talking about the powers and number two solidarity, that one village. We got to show that work today. We got to show these motherfuckers that we mean. You see right now outside that hospital, they got a visual out there. They folks out there behind that man. You hear me? We got to start applying ourselves. For our freedom fighters. You know what I mean? My comrade put his life on the line for this shit here. He's in a real situation. But we need the people to come forward that was out there crying wolf about being chased, about being gunned down, seeing their child or seeing their daughter slain right before their eyes. You hear me? Under oppression. This same system that been here for how many motherfucking years? We need a new order today. We need to stop ducking and dodging our enemy. That ain't me. You hear me? So I don't think they understand where we stand at when we jumped into this thing here. Even when it comes down to the party, every fucking nation out there, understand what you involved in. This ain't social media. This ain't mere entertainment. You hear me? And our own kind is spinning that narrative right now, making us like a real fucking mockery or something to be played with. But this is a real serious situation right here. And I'm saying that. I'm going down with my comrades. However they feel, any one of these social acts, whoever it may be, hear me clear. I'm going down with my comrade if it come down to it. You know, I'm going down for the cause if it come down to it. I can't be bought. Ain't no selling out on me, goddammit. You hear me? So I just want to salute y'all that stood firm, stood on square throughout this whole motherfucking turmoil. This is our modern day revolution right here. And we embrace that shit. Welcome to hell, and we love it. Fuck what they own. You hear me? But we're going to stand in solidarity for my comrade, man. And, man, I'm torn, man. I'm sick of this shit. You know, it's like we put all our eggs in one basket for the people. You hear me? And what are we getting in return right now? Chaos after chaos. Gossip after gossip. Issue after issue within our own black community. You hear what I'm saying? We got to start addressing this shit here when it comes to our own folks. That's these same motherfuckers that's supposed to be the same shade, supposed to be our brother and all. This is the virus right here. You know, so I'm throwing that in the open. Myself. We're going to fix all these problems that they created for this motherfucking mission, for in fact, NFAR, NFAC. We're going to fix it. They created these problems. My comrade in here behind some old bullshit, and they said defending this shit, defending the narrative on social media like an entertainment. You said it hollering names, said it putting up posts and shit, but right now, I don't give a flying fuck about nothing. You hear me? That's where we at. Walking motherfucking dead, man. So we're going to let it be like that. We're going to leave it at that. You know what I mean? Let's just get behind the comrade. And we got to show brothers in arms like what they're doing right now. That's true solidarity to what they're showing. They're coming out for their folks. Fox going to spin that. CNN going to spin that. You hear me? These same black social platforms going to sit there and spin that and think it's motherfucking entertainment. Think they're going to play with our name today. And I'm telling these motherfuckers right now, that ain't finna fly with me. That's all it is. So salute the real. Salute the party. Salute my comrades. Salute the soldiers. Salute the rebels. You hear me? Salute our modern-day motherfucking children. Salute all my niggas that's out here dying today and the nigga that's going to die tomorrow behind this shit here. You hear me? That's my energy tonight. I'm off that shit, man. I'm going to dance, so check in with you again, Crystal. I'm finna get over here with the comrades. Salute the field. Oh,
yes, sir. Salute the field.
I'm on a new motherfucking zone, man. That's what I'm on, man.
That's right. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. All general orders in effect. Okay, yeah, all general orders in effect. Damn, we got to really raise some money now, comrades. That's for damn sure. We are... closing out with a bang.
Niggas, boy,
it's the birthday of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. There's never a dull moment. But I tell you what. Hold on. I tell you what. The Most High puts nothing on us that we can't handle. And that is for sure. So in this time, we will use wisdom. We will use intelligence. We will be brave. We will be fearless. We will be wise. It's plain and simple. We are revolutionaries. We are not reactionaries. We are freedom fighters. We are not any other false label that these wicked crackers, devils, coons try to put on us. Watch your surroundings. And be mindful of who you're dealing with. No new friends, especially in this day and hour.
Hey,
if a person has not been vetted, Black Power, Brother Jaminski. If a person is not, you don't know them already, you can't vouch for them. We can't bring them, you know what I'm saying? We got to close the ranks for a second. We got to close the ranks. If you can't vouch for them, they don't need to be around you. Black Power, go ahead, Missy.
Yeah, Black Power, give a shout out to Free Ozone again, and shout out to the brothers in Jamaica because they're protesting against the wicked U.S. Embassy who's hanging the gay pride flag up, and they go against their culture. So they over there protesting there to get their flag taken down for disrespecting the culture over there. That's you kind of push this gay stuff. He just, like y'all said, we at war on all fronts. Everybody see surroundings, and Black Power's all here to say.
That's right. Watch your surroundings. Haiti is up in dealing with a horrible disaster. disaster upon disaster, calamity upon calamity. And this is why we say the apocalypse is happening now. These are the days of the rapture. Just as sure as America had to get all their people out of Afghanistan. But guess what? Those troops that have been out 20 years killing people in Afghanistan, they're going to bring them here and unleash them on the people. This is not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. This timing. Read between the lines. They're talking about sending people door to door to check your vaccines and things of that nature. Who do you think they're going to send? They're sending military into different locations. Pay attention to the information that we're bringing to you. Plug in. mbpp.org for information. And I'm going to say support the freedom fighters. But far too many people even support us, just keeping it real financially. We are self-supporting for the most part. You are going to see in these day and time who's with us and who's against us. We stand solid in our affirmation and our defense of Ozone Arthur Wallace, that he is innocent of these charges that have been levied against him. He deserves a fair trial. But when does anyone in the revolution achieve a fair trial in America? Look at what they did to Marcus Garvey. Yet he is still a great man that we honor to today. Today is a very special day for our nation as we honor the honor of Marcus Messiah Garvey. And the best way to honor him is to live as people of honor, to live as people of dignity. One God, one aim, one destiny. Black power.
Yeah, Black Power, Sister Crystal, Black Power, Brother Dominski, Brother Emmanuel, Brother Big Knowledge,
Black Power,
Brother Delta, everybody that's tuned in here tonight, man. It's our intent when this broadcast kicked off to give a powerful presentation on Marcus Garvey. And it's crazy because a lot of the information that we gave, I had that from last year's Marcus Garvey, this stuff that we didn't get to share last year. So, I mean, it's just a mound of information that you all, you know, need to go and look at. You know what I'm saying? And we talk about great warriors and make sure that we honor in our warriors, you know. I want to make sure we don't forget nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's powerful. It's powerful for this to be such a great, powerful day. And at the same time, what our comrades said, man, we stand behind Brother Ozone. Fuck these motherfuckers. Fuck them. We stand behind our brothers. Ain't nothing, no, nothing they can say or do is going to make us change that. So fuck what they talking about. We going to stand behind our brothers. Simple as that. That's what we supposed to do. That's what we only doing what we supposed to do. We get attacked for that, fine. We're going to keep on doing what we supposed to do. But the people, y'all got to have our back and get in this fight too. We love our people, but we have a special love for our warriors. So in the spirit of Marcus Garvey, we say Black Power, tune back into this broadcast. This is why y'all got to listen to this broadcast every night, because it's so much going on. I mean, we love Ozone. We say free Ozone. That's going to continue to be. Ain't going to stop saying that. Black Power, family, Black Power.
There's no future for a people who deny their past. My foreparents, my grandparents, my mother, my father did not suffer and die to give me an education to slight, oppress, or discourage my people. Because whatsoever education I acquired out of their sacrifice of over 300 years, I shall use for the salvation of the 400 million black people of the world. And the day when I forsake my people, may God Almighty say there shall be no more life for you. I I unequivocally rejected the racist assumption of much white American Christianity, namely that God had created the black man inferior and that he had intended Negroes to be a servant class, hewers of wood and drawers of water. Well, I predicated my view of man on the doctrine. If death has power, then count on me to be the real Marcus Garvey I would like to be. If I may come in an earthquake or a plague or a pestilence or as God would have me, then be assured that I shall never desert you and make your enemies triumph over you. Will I God not go to hell a million times for you? If I die in Atlanta, my work will only just then begin. For I shall live in the physical or the spiritual to see the day of Africa's glory. When I am dead, wrap the mantle of the red, the black, and the green around me, for in the new life I shall rise up first with God's grace and blessing to lead the millions up the heights and the triumph that you well know. Look for me in a world when there are storms. Look for me all around you, for with God's grace, I shall come back with countless millions of black men and women who have died in America, those who have died in the West Indies, and those who have died in Africa to aid you in the fight for liberty, freedom, and life. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents and that leadership made them slaves. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own to make ourselves free men. Our great scholars haven't passed through the colleges, the universities have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. You race of cowards. You race of imbeciles. You race of good for nothing. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die.